just recapping. Basically, we're dealing with the Gemara on, starts on Mem Dalet, goes over to Mem Hei, where there the Gemara talks about a katana shemiskach, the first source says shalola dasavia. We have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel on one hand, and between Ula and Rav Bar Shimi on the other hand, where Shmuel say holds that Tzricha get the Tzricha Miyun. We're going to forget about why Tzricha Miyun. That's kind of an idiosyncratic thing. But Tzricha get, why? Shema Nisratzav. That maybe the father had Nisratzus for this Kiddushin. And Ula holds Afilu get any Tzricha. She needs nothing. And then we ask, what is the Machlokas between them? Is the Machlokas in the Umdana, meaning that they agree on the halachic principles? It's only, do we worry Shema Nisratzav? But if we knew Shinsratzav, then it would work. Or do they argue in Din, where Ula's basically saying, this is nothing, and Shmuel saying, no, this would work if Shinsratzav ha'av. And what we showed was that the Shulchan Aruch brings a dea that we have to worry about Shema Nisratzav ha'av, even though we paskin like, the Gemara here clearly paskins like Ula. So both the halach, it's important to understand what is the yisod of Shmuel and Rav, what are they saying, that somehow you can have the girl accepting Kiddushin, the child accepting Kiddushin at point A, and then at point B, the father agrees to it, and it's, that works. How does that work? And so we looked at two shitos in the Rishon. I put them into one category, those shitos, even though there were many, many nafkaminas between them, because from my perspective, their yisod was that what's happening with the katana is nothing. The mice of the katana is nothing, and somehow, despite all that, the kiddushin is good. About the Ron, who worked on the principle that Zochin Lo and Shalom the fun of operates there. Then we talked about the Ritva, who explained that it works through Din Arev. Right? So I'm not going to review those, but basically they were in one category where the mice of katana was zero. Now we're moving into two other Rishonim, where in the answer to the question, how does the Ritzui Ha'av function to create a valid Kiddushin? They're going to build on the idea that the Maisa of the Ketana in Kiddushin does count for something. That the Maisa Kiddushin was the Maisa of the Ketana. And the Das for the Kiddushin, whatever that level that's needed, is supplied by the father, and that somehow the supplying of that Das later on in the process works. Okay, so we have all that. So look first at the Rashba, right? So the Rashba says, we'll go to where it's underlined. So right, so he's talking about our case, Ketana Shemiskach Shol Dasav. He's trying to explain now the Das of Shmuel, that if the father, that we have to worry Shem Nisratzav, meaning that also if the father was for sure Nisratzav, it would work. The Havale Kiskach Li Al Menash Yir Tzaviva. He says, what's going on here is that it's like the Baal, when he does the Kiddush, future just doesn't
right.
Look right at it. Say, but if it was about Freya, then you're
right, then she'd be a married woman. Right, she'd be a woman. Right.
Well, so, what is this calling you? It's Kamasna Menashe Yirtzeoi. So why shouldn't it be Chalam Afrei? Why should it only be Chalam Afrei? Like a Shiyishma. Any other tonight is Chalam Afrei.
No, he was
raised around. You say Me'akarim.
Oh. Yeah, but he...
No.
Why should the Rashi...
He takes the question. Because he's saying that what he's saying is that this is more... it's true what you're saying. That the Das, that the instructions of the Av is absolutely necessary, you know what I'm saying, for the Chalus to occur. So therefore he's comparing it to the Bachalam Yom. You need the Das. It's not just Samet Tanai. The Das of the Father is necessary for the Kiddushim to work. You know what I'm saying? So you can't have the Chalus without the Das, without the Das Av, right? You're 100% right. It's not just the Samet Tanai. Even though one could read the Rosh Hashanah, well, that's not what he's saying. Yeah, therefore he's comparing it to Lachalam. Right? It's only because you can have a kiddush of Achalam that you can separate the Maisa kiddush from the Halus that this could happen. That's an excellent point. Thank you for making that. So remember to write it down later. I'm saying so, and that's not what he was going to get into, is how does this operate? So the way, how does kiddush of Achalam in Yom operate? Right? So the Kinyan Kesef, only Kinyan Kesef, allows for separating between the Maisa kiddush and the Halus. Right? And this is so. This is so because the Kinyan Kesef allows for separating between the Pe'ulas HaKesef and the Maisa HaKiddushin, right? But the Pe'ulas HaKesef has to exist at the time of the Chalus. So we'll see what we mean by that. We'll try to make it more clear in a minute. But it's something that's unique. So for example, you could have other types of Kinyanim that you're going to have unique that allows that to happen.
Isn't there a concept that we speak more so in summer, like if he's a Sarim Kadeshla Manashah that your father wants and then he dies on that, we teach the father, of course, we teach him to say no, that he doesn't want to.
It's on my palm.
I don't know, but he could make such a that like
don't right, like don't say
that they know, but you're trying to show it to me. There is the Gemara discusses
so,
that.
Wouldn't that almost hint you here that
no, you better send me action there.
Say and make itself nice, play on the father.
No. That's exactly what they're saying. Beautiful. Is that what Casey was saying now? And now Ari's saying the same thing. That's a tonight like any other tonight. Here, what I'm saying is this tonight is it's not exactly like any other tonight because you need the father's das to have the. You can't have the chalus without the father's das.
Okay.
So
you know, in that case, you just need the father's das going through kind of the tonight.
There, in that case, you have both the das for the kiddushin, what you're saying,
right.
And the maisa kiddushin. You just need to fulfill the tanai. Here, what happens is you don't have the das for the kiddushin. So how is it that you can have the das kiddushin filled in a month later? So he says that's because of the uniqueness of Kinyan Kesef. The Kinyan Kesef allows you to separate between maisa and chalos. So therefore, it's a time of the chalos, you need to have the das, but it's a time of chalos that you need to have the das, and that's fine.
Right.
And so that's actually very good. Thank you for clarifying it. Right, and here we have the Gemara that says, so Bechena Omer Leisha, right, Bekudesh Asli Lachar Shloshim Yav, Bebaachar Bekitcha Betel Shloshim Bekudesh Asloshemi, Bashro Lekon Tochal Betruma, Bechena Omer Leisha Iskad Shili, and then the Gemara says, Lo Baachar Bekitcha Betel Shloshim Maus, and after nobody came, does this work? Rav Shmuel, Dami Kervayi Bekudesh Right? Even though the money is gone, my time, why? Because he says, Hani Zuzi, they weren't given for a mil, then they weren't given for a pikotah, they were given for kiddushin, and therefore they can work. Shmuel sober Hassam, and Shmuel holds there. Hassam biyodel lekachim. There, by a woman, a regular case of an isha, he could marry her right now. He's just pushing it off. God. He's talking about how to be shown the aim of Gemara Stas and Kiddushin, the Rots and the Kotan, and he's saying a similar thing, that he can transfer over, right, his schus to the daughter. Why? Because she has the ability to accept the kiddushin. All she needs is to carry his das with him. And I'll tell you, the fact is, I was thinking, this someone might challenge me on, that our Gemara itself, if you read the Gemara more carefully, it actually seems to support the Rashba also. So I'm not going to go through it. If you want to look at it here later, but I think if you read the Gemara carefully, it seems to also support the Rashba, because the Gemara asks a series of questions there, which tries to say that maybe the daughter married herself, and then it rejects it, right, in each case. But what was the Hava mean there, that maybe the daughter married herself? Because the, right, I'm saying, if at all, that the father is everything and she's nothing, then you have, right? Is it, what they're trying to show, for example, is that the, is that a girl, she's an almana, right? You say, how, and he can sell her again. How can he do that? Once he sold her, once he can't sell her a second time. So the Gemara there is dove it off. But what was her Hava? If the father was really the one who sold her, who married her the first time in any case, then he can sell her again, right? So
if the father wants to marry this daughter, and she doesn't want to get married.
This is Bal Korcha. Shouldn't do it.
But even though she is, you're saying that she has a yacht.
She has a yacht, but he does as well. Yeah, he also has a yacht for Kiddush.
So even if she rejects it, he can overcome it.
Right, so it's a nice thing though. But so here, now we have to go back and ask our question, what about Kiddushe Bia or Kiddushe Shtar? So let's ask about that. Would Kiddushe Shtar work according to the Rashba's approach? Kiddushe Kesef works. Would Kiddushe Shtar work?
So there's not, you're not creating that as kind of one of those, like you said before, but would it not build that as the fact that it's not as a lot of the, right, that's far, that doesn't apply to Shtar.
Well, the Shtar's not on the money, right?
No, it's the thing, it doesn't apply to Shtar. Like you can say, by Kesef, like you can Kesef now, and in 30 days, you get the money back guaranteed.
Well, the pool is to work, so.
Right, the pool is to
work. So Shtar, if it exists, exactly what you're going, that's what he's going to say.
So by the money, right, so we say even in the top of, but still that there's some kind of shibur chayva there, that when the kiddushin is chal, you can then credit that chiyuv and that could be your kiddushin. Mashenka by shtar, there's nothing ongoing, there's nothing.
And it's called something else.
If the shtar is destroyed, but if the shtar is there, then it's not close to kiddushin, because the shtar is carrying the violence. Shtar is an assertion of violence or a proof of violence.
Right.
So if it exists, the shtar,
yeah, right.
then it's still active. But that's exactly what he says.
So it's
here. With the shtar ha'agav, the ainu mekudeshes, right? We're on the same page before. To the isa lakam, and like we'll say, the imlo amar lo me'ashav. He has to say me'ashav. The nisrach l'neva tov ba'miyam ainu mekudeshes. Here, he's not talking about shtar special l'asavia, but we're talking about the case of lav. Lav ha'lam, it won't work. Why? Because that's kol sekinyan. But if the shtar is in existence, then its pe'ula is in existence, and that's enough to be able to say that you can have kedusha ma'achal lamed. So what about the attacker?
Was there a case that we don't want the pieces of nusra? I was saying also, so like, but it's kosher kinyan. Why? It's kosher kinyan. It's true, but
I'm not going to analyze the wheel of wheels.
So maybe we put it in a case where we're working the mafreya almost, as opposed to.
So you want? So you have to. You would want to take.
Saying. I was going to go that direction. We have Lulim, I'll try to find it and send it to you. Lulim says something, he says, like, it works by an hour, it has to work by Kana, right? He says something like what you're saying.
It has to work to the ain't otherwise to be allowed to be those lists. Inserts.
Right.
May I have the way around?
The rest
is that if you follow a person that knows that Kiddush, that Kana cannot be on her own, so there is
see another shita that I believe holds that on page 5 here, that the yad to kiddushin, right, rests with the ketana, and that she performs a valid masa kiddushin. That's the rid. So the rid again is explaining our gemara. How does it work for Shmuel? At the end, the rid himself holds that Ula holds that it's a machlokes in din. He completely rejects Shmuel, and that's the halacha, but that's not relevant for our purposes right now. Nearly, the Bahopli, this is the machlokes. The Rav and Shmuel Savri came in the Shifu, so he holds that it's only in the case where there was Shifu come before. The Gemara brings that as a halachah. Yesh lachu shemen isratzah. case we're dealing with a chuzir, we'll see that in a second, right? Then we can begin to discuss whether it can work the makreya or not. The one here is Lusha of Shimon Shkot, his famous piece. He says the exact same thing as the Kovachir, so we're not going to read that. We'll skip down to the end of page 6. So overall, we have two possibilities now to understand our sukkah according to the ring. What's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel that says that if Misrat Sahab it works, versus Ula who holds that even if Misrat Sahab it doesn't work, what is the associate? So either Mamishner, are you going to say machlokas is Rav and Shmuel? As Rabbi and Rava, that Shmuel Paskin, Shmuel's going like Rava, Yush Shalomidas, Habe Yush, Dechusa Shalomidas, Habe Yechusa, Haskama Shalomidas, Habe Haskama, and it's something that
there's no ABK among the Das Aisha here. Right? There's no ABK among the Das.
know, Shem completely disagrees with the Avdei Miluim. Here, so you see the same machlokas is following. Look at the first place where I made a little dot. Right? He says, Omnam the Ikar Adavar, Mashapatal Avdei Miluim Lachadish Apidivei Aran. So he's based on the Ran, the Avdei Miluim. Shemasha Isha Mesayes the Kiddush, that which the woman does in Kiddush, Eno Nechshav Kedavar Shemer. It's not part of the Dabar Shemer. They sort of even with Kiyum Adavar. You don't need Eden Kiyum on her, on what she's doing. Sort of there, Dvar. We have to explain what he's saying. Rishon Etzorik Lavar, Ma Inyan Zesh Isha Mechadesh Esayde Askamas.
So it's not even, so it's creating something from nothing in a sense, as opposed to, if you asked him right now, he says, what are you talking about? I have my wallet with me. Like, it's not even at that
point. Right, but he only gave his das here later. The das is only here later. Agree. All right, so what that rounds out is this whole sugya of there's more to say.